Welcome to the Primal Life Podcast. My name is Ian Primal Talbert. I'm the owner over at MaskTactical.com and creator of the Warrior Tribe and the Primal Method. And on this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you my thoughts on warrior culture, mindset, survival, and all things preparedness. If it's related to being a prepared or optimized individual, it will be talked about on this show. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to the show. It's been a hot minute since we last did a podcast, so I'm super excited to jump back on the mic and deliver a message to you. And today, you will be attacked. My friend, you are going to be attacked. That is the theme for today's message. But before we dive into it, I want to give a quick shout out to two of our newest alliance partners because they help keep this show alive. So be sure to go show them some love whenever you can. First up, we've got my man Greg over at thepeckmanteam.com. They are now our go-to strategic partners when it comes to real estate lending solutions. Now, why would we bring them on the Alliance program? Well, they specialize in veteran home loans and provide an exceptional white glove service that I don't think you're going to find anywhere else. And we've got a large veteran demographic, so I wanted to bring them on to provide you guys with some exceptional real estate lending solutions because, hey, chances are you might want to buy a house in the future. And if you do, I want to be able to help you out with that. So if you're looking to purchase a home, look no further. They actually helped us finance our own home. And as you guys know, besides running Mask, I've also been a real estate agent for the last almost 5 years now. And as an agent, I have used Greg and his team numerous times over these years, and they've done nothing but provide exceptional quality results every single time. So be sure to go check them out, thepeckmanteam.com. They can help you no matter who you are, and they service a wide variety of states across the USA. They don't only work with vets, but they do specialize in working with vets. So rest assured, if they can't help you directly, they do have a partner who can. Next up, we've got one that you gun and EDC nuts are really going to love. It's our friends over at mieproductions.com. They specialize in holsters designed function first that are actually comfortable to wear and look amazing. They've got great high quality top of the line EDC gear at an affordable price, and their stuff can be customized to the way that you actually use your gear. You see, they're always listening to their customers and fans, making sure that they make changes for the best to cement the things that we love about our holsters and EDC gear. So they're honored to be a part of your EDC. If you let them, be sure to check them out, mieproductions.com. Use the coupon code MASK10, and you'll be able to save 10% off. And hey, by the way, if you're looking for bigger discounts to our Alliance partners, we actually give bigger discounts to our Tribe members. So check us out in the Tribe if that's something that you're interested in. That's just one of the very many many perks that we provide and benefits that we offer people inside the Tribe. So let's get into the message for today. I want you to listen closely. This is a major key alert right here, my friends. And I'm not even going to curse in this one, so pay attention. Look, on the way to the top, be ready for the attacks. Attacks on your character, attacks on your ethics and integrity, attacks on your experience, your accomplishments, attacks on every single thing in your life. It's very easy to let these attacks distract you and dampen your productivity if you keep letting them catch you off guard. These attacks come from people who are just watching on the sidelines while you play the game. You see, it's easy for them to judge, hate, and troll on you because they aren't in the game with you. If they were, they would be too busy taking action to attack you on your journey, and they would be getting attacked themselves. I used to attack people myself. I was jealous that they had what I wanted, and it pissed me off, and I carried around a why me attitude all the time. I quickly realized that attacking other people and whining about it wasn't helping me climb this mountain of life. Only taking the steps in the right direction would do that. So my friend, if these elements of your life are under siege, know that it's probably because you're on the way up. You've got to filter out the bad, get closer to the good, maintain your grit, focus, and determination to make it to the apex, and I'll see you up there. You see, when you're standing at the apex, these attackers turn into peasants in your kingdom, and your army will have your back and block you from these attacks. They will eventually learn to admire and support what you've managed to build, or they will go build a kingdom of their own and go to war with you, which can be a good thing. It requires them to take actions, stop attacking others, and level up their lives, and you You, my friend, will have been directly responsible for helping them do that, even if their motives are to attack you once they get there. Chances are they won't, though. Chances are they will have transcended their peasantry behavior, and they must act like a king. Can't lead a kingdom without being a king. However, history has taught us that kingdoms inevitably go to war. The good news for you and I is that kingdoms these days primarily fight on the battlefield of business. You see, history has taught us that competition is ultimately a good thing for the customer, and for me, my mission's sole objective is to make a positive impact on the lives of my customers, on the lives of my tribe members. So look, let them throw their spears, let them attack you all they want. Just know that when you get to the apex, you can control what comes in and out of your kingdom, and you'll have a tribe to back you up too. If your enemies ever manage to rise up with other outcasts and become kings, take pride in the fact that you played a huge part in their success. Also take pride in the fact that their competition will ultimately benefit the customers, and at the end of the day, that's what this journey is all about. It's not about your ability to live a lavish life. Look, if you do good deeds and treat your tribe well, that will be the byproduct. But if you seek first the lavish life you will never find. Look, you've got to be, do, and then you'll have. You have to be worthy of following. You have to do good things. And only then will you have the things that you desire in this life. So look, now go get up. Go get out. And get after it. Although I consider myself a leader, I am always following those who carved a path before me. Mentors are crucial on this journey, and if you think I'm worthy to follow, I would really appreciate the opportunity to help you grow. If you don't follow me, you know, I guess I'll see you on the battlefield, but if you do follow me, it would mean the world to me if you liked, comment, and shared this message to show your support. So look, my friend, that's the message for today, quick and simple. If you want to get further faster in your life and go from average to savage in your preparedness without you having to navigate that traditional river of bullshit and get paid in the process, I'd love to teach you how we can help you do that inside the tribe. So be sure to check us out, masktactical.com, and I will see you on the next show.